And 96.9 FM, live and local. This is the Morning Primetime Newsmaker.
Our Newsmaker segment today is brought to you by Mel's Tire, 915 Graham, where service isn't expensive, it's priceless.
This is Allison of Mel's Tire. Make sure your car is safe for the road before taking that late summer trip or heading back to school with a set of Yokohama tires. Choose from the Yokohama Geolander MT-G003, the Geolander X-AT, along with the Avid Ascend LX and more. Mel's can also handle any repair to get you back on the road, including brakes, struts, shocks, and engine work, just to name a few. So keep your students safe on the road with Yokohama and Mel's Tire, 915 Graham in Emporia, where service isn't expensive, it's priceless.
KBOE, we are live and we are local, and we're happy that you're with us on this Wednesday morning, the 4th of August, and we're very pleased to be joined on our primetime newsmaker via the KBOE Sutherland studio line by Lyon County Fair Board member Ken Duft. Ken, good morning.
Hey, Ken.
Well, good morning, Ron and Chuck. Coming to you live from the fairgrounds right now. It's such a beautiful morning out here today. Everybody ought to be up and enjoying the day.
Yes, should be at the fairgrounds, too.
And it looks like there is some carnival setting up activity out there, Ken.
They are. They're getting it all geared up, getting ready to start tomorrow night. So they'll kick it off. They just got a few more rides to set up, and they'll be ready to go.
Outstanding. What does it cost to get on the carnival here the next week and a half?
Well, you can actually buy the individual tickets, or the better way to do it is you buy a wristband each night for $25, and you can ride unlimited rides throughout the night. So that's the best way to do it. It's $25 a night, and for that wristband, and you can ride as many times as you want.
Well, get that taken care of. The carnival opens tomorrow night, and Ken, after a real pivot by the Lyon County Fair Board, you really had to curtail activities due to the pandemic last year. You are all systems go this year, aren't you?
Right now, yes, we are. We're hot and heavy, ready to go. Animals will show up tomorrow and get weighed in, and they'll be in place. So, tomorrow late, by 5:30, 6 o'clock, everything should be in place and weighed. So you should be able to come out, enjoy the carnival, walk through the animals. Then starting Saturday, we have the Ranch Rodeo. That'll be the first grandstand event. It starts at 7 o'clock on Saturday night. So get your tickets. You can still buy the $10 tickets, up through Friday if you come to the fair office.
Sounds good. Ken, this is the way it has gone so far. Things have gone really well here with the 4-H fair events, and you're quite excited here about obviously getting back to really more of a normal flow. Talk a little about some of the preparations that you have here getting into the grandstand events, some of the things that maybe the crew members have got to do here for the grandstand, and maybe just basically just making sure that the atmosphere and the ambiance is ready to go as your attitude is here so far this morning.
Well, in our off season, since last fair, we built some new fence. We've changed the look out here a little bit, because the fence was old and the posts were rotted, and the board members have done an excellent job building this fence. It looks nice. So you're going to notice a little bit of change when you come out here, not drastic, but we're always trying to improve everything. And it takes all of us to do it on the board, to make these improvements and get ideas and talk about them. So it's the best for the community. That's our main goal here.
And talking with Ken Duft, Lyon County Fair Board, it is fair time. As you can see, the carnival is opening up tomorrow night. So a lot of hustling and bustling. Just a couple of bolts left to tighten out there, and they should be
right.
They should be set to go. And as Ken mentioned, the grandstand events begin with a ranch rodeo this Saturday night, and they will be in full force all next week. And Ken, before we get into some of the specifics next week as far as the grandstand events, what about the activities at the Boyer Building? What do you have there?
The Boyer Building starting Friday night. The commercial exhibits are in there. Visit the Boyer Building all 4 days that it's open, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday, and register each day. You got to be 18 years or older to register. And we're giving away two $75 chamber certificates each night away. And then on Monday night, after we give those two $75 chamber certificates away, we're going to put all the tickets together from all four nights. And on Tuesday, on this show, we're going to draw for a $150 winner.
All right.
Outstanding.
That is good.
But you have to register each day. We're just so Friday, if you register Friday, that's the only drawing you'll be in. So you need to come out. And when you get there, pick up a ticket, and you have to visit each vendor booth and have them validate their section on that ticket and then deposit it in the deal, and we're going to draw out of that.
All right, so that drawing coming up Tuesday morning right here with Ken and the crew. Now, we've got 4-H livestock activities. Ken mentioned the animals will be showing up to get weighed in, but activities will be hot and heavy this weekend with the beef show, bucket calf show, meat goat show, sheep show, swine show, rabbit show. All that stuff will be going on, and you'll be able to catch a number of those video streamed at KVOE TV at KVOE.com. What about the lineup at the grandstands next week, Ken?
Well, like I said, we got the ranch rodeo on Saturday. And then on Monday, we have, of course, the premium sale. So there's nothing in the grandstand. But new this year, if you don't want to come to the sale, but you would like to bid on animals, or if you're out of town or something, you can go online to D as in David, V as in Victor, auctions. That's dvauction.com. Set up your bidder number, register on there. They're going to videotape it, and you'll be able to bid on there. And there's a list, so when you go there, don't get discouraged. Just find the date and then go, because they do a lot of auctions, online auctions. So just go down there, and we're already listed on there. So make sure you register early. If you have any problems, call us. We'll try to help you or get you in touch with somebody that can help you. So, but that's DV Auction, and that's for the premium sale Monday night, which starts at 6 p.m. Monday, August the 9th. Then on August the 10th, we have the famous Buck Rumbling Roll. That'll be back in the grandstands. That starts at 8, but at 7:30, we have the mutton busting coming out into the ring. Watch the kids ride the sheep. Man, that's a blast to watch. Then August, huh?
Go ahead, Ken.
Then Wednesday, August the 11th, it's a free gate for the 4-H rodeo. So everybody come out. We're not charging to get into the 4-H rodeo. Come out and enjoy the kids. Watch them, you know, ride and everything there on Wednesday, August the 11th. And then on Thursday, August the 12th, we'll have the antique tractor pull. Again, that's a free gate. Come on out and enjoy that. Then Friday, August the 13th, the truck and tractor pulls back in the grandstands, come out and watch the black smoke roll. It's always a good time. And then Saturday, August the 14th, the ever popular smashing, crashing, and bashing going on in the grandstand with the Fair Ending Demo Derby.
Outstanding. Well, Ken, I'm going to have you say one more time why folks should attend the Lyon County Fair here over the next week and a half, but at the same time, your enthusiasm is a good enough reason as any.
Well, I hope. I hope everybody feels this way. You know, this is a great thing. I always look forward to the carnival and the fair coming to town. So I guess I just love fairs. So.
Well, all right.
Good time to be had by all.
We'll see you at the fairgrounds. Thank you, Ken.
Thanks, Ken.
Well, thank you guys. Have a great day.
All right,
you
too. Duff, Lyon County Fair Board, excited as he should be about the Lyon County Fair, which is underway. Don't forget, carnival starts tomorrow night, Chuck.
Tomorrow night. And if you want more information or you want to have your event or activity highlighted on our airwaves, we're pushing.